Well, hi, Sassy Cat. It's McColgan here, Mac. I'm out walking just now, and I came across one of your booths that, unfortunately, I had missed. Because it wasn't that far back. It was on the 21st of this... I should say February. We're into March now, of course. And your boo was snorting what? And, of course, you were... going on at a great length, quite naturally, about this guy who was snorting bath salts and people putting vodka into their eyes to get drunk faster and all the kind of goings on that this modern sick world has become. Not for most of us, I'm thankful to say, but certainly for quite a big percentage of the population now. So, my views are, I wholly concur with what you're saying about it. I just think it's mad. I never figured out drugs in any form whatsoever. Yeah, I smoked when I was young, smoked quite heavy, but I gave up about 30 odd years ago. But when I was young, smoking was just, everybody smoked, to be honest with you, or just about everybody smoked. I never smoked pot or anything like that. I just never seen the sense in it. You know, I quite enjoyed my fags. I did drink, yeah, and I could drink quite a bit over many a year. But I always avoided drugs. And I know a lot of these youngsters will put up arguments and saying, well, what's the difference taking drugs or taking alcohol, you know, getting drunk or taking some kind of pot or taking some kind of heroin, cocaine or whatever else. My views is that for your very first time, you could go out to a pub and have a good drink. In fact, you could get damn well drunk on that. You'd get up in the morning, you'd have one sorry head, one sorry stomach, probably be sick, probably be ill for a couple of days after it. But in absolutely no way whatsoever will you ever be addicted to drugs, to alcohol, sorry. Never. Not that one night. But you could go out and take one serious drug on a night, just the one, and you could be hooked on that drug forevermore. And that's the big difference between, in my mind, the difference between alcohol and drugs. And I never allow that argument if someone approaches me about it in that way, that it's just the same as taking alcohol. It's not, and I will not accept it from anyone. You cannot get addicted to alcohol on your first, albeit an absolutely heavy night, on whatever you want to drink. You will not be addicted to alcohol, and you would have to be at that game for years, probably, before you became addicted, and to do it heavily. But one night on drugs, I'm not talking about pot here, I'm talking about these people who snort bath salts, snort sniff glue, and just generally go through probably their family's kitchen cupboard, their bathroom cupboard, and look for what else can have a, get a high on today. Oh, look, there's some lovely bleach. Have a go at that. Don't know what the effect will be, but it's going to be good, you know. Well, yeah, as you say, Sassy Cat. Can I call you Sassy? Sounds better than Sassy Cat. But anyway, I just feel it, they make excuses. And it is a terrible modern disease. People taking all these kinds of drugs or putting alcohol in their eyeballs so they get drunk quicker. You know, it's just crazy for me. I can't take it in. I'm not an old fuddy-duddy in any way whatsoever. I've quite a very broad mind, and I've seen people who have been in different forms of distress from drugs. And the worst distress of a lot is their families. You can't figure out, Sassy Cat, and I can't figure out how someone snorts bath salts, albeit lavender ones, and they probably smell absolutely beautiful after they've taken it. then, you know, even if the pass wind, it's going to be have a lovely aroma. But what about the families? How does a family accept that? That the one of their family members, a son, a daughter, or whatever, is actually taking this stuff? How did they figure it out in their heads? How did they get round that? I can't see how they do. People who take drugs to me, and I'm not talking about people who are forced onto drugs, because I know a lot of people are, but people who take any drugs, serious drugs, voluntary, sniff bath salts or sniff glue, voluntary, I have no sympathy for them, and I don't care what anybody says. You have a choice. And I'd much rather, and I've been very fortunate, I have one son who was my oldest child. He's now 40 this year, and three daughters, the youngest is 28. None of them have ever attempted anything. But if my son had come in or continued to drink, he does like a pint, but if he went continued to drink at a rate that he was getting drunk on a regular basis, I don't mean every night, I'd still much rather have that than find out he was taking any kind of serious drug. Because it destroys lives, absolutely. And overnight, it destroys lives. So yeah, I didn't see that programme, Sassy Cat. I'm glad I found your view on it. Just another one of my pet hates, I'm afraid. And I have to thank you, in more ways than just for the boo, I have to thank you for giving me a subject matter for to boo this evening. It's approximately 6:15, 6:20 in the evening. I'm just out through the park again, listening to the birds. But yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for giving me an opportunity to have some subject matter for the day, given that we're now into the 1st of March and the February expedition has gone. It's finished. And Simon, SM2N, actually sent me a text yesterday and asked me, are you going to carry on? And I said to him, we'll wait and see. And the reason I said that to Simon was simply because I hoped and intended to. But then again, if the subject matter is not in front of your face, then you have to dig something up. And you gave me that thought for this evening. So thank you very much for that, albeit not a very nice subject. And yeah, it would be great to hear other people's views on this. It may help to keep booing going through March. And I hope to come up with some ideas myself. So, thank you once again, Sassy Cat. Thank you for anyone who has listened to this boo. I appreciate listening to some of the ramblings of myself. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. And I hope to speak to you or hear from you over the following month, at least. So, bye for now.